The two Illinois House districts that cover Bloomington Normal are getting lots of attention this election year. It's the first time incumbent Republicans Dan Brady and Keith Sommer have faced general election opponents in years. But there's a third House district in McLean County, too, and there's no incumbent protecting it. It's the 101st House district, and it includes communities like Hayworth, Leroy, Downs, Arrowsmith, and Saybrook. State Representative Bill Mitchell is not seeking re-election in that district, opening it up for a race between Republican Dan Calkins and Democrat Jen McMillan, both from Decatur. Calkins is a former Decatur City Council member who now serves on the Eastern Illinois University Board of Trustees. He owned his own assisted living company until selling it 2 years ago. He told me his key issue is fiscal restraint.
I saw the issues that were going on in Springfield and the discord, the inability to find some common grounds. Adult leadership was necessary. So I felt like I should offer myself up.
This is not your first foray into public office. You served on the Decatur City Council, as you mentioned, from 2005 to 2009, and are now on the Eastern Illinois University Board of Trustees. So what do you take away from those experiences, working in a public body with other human beings, that you think would be instructive should you get the job and go to Springfield?
Interesting, other human beings, yes. Sometimes we think about Springfield and we're not so sure what goes on over there. But my experience as a city councilman gave me an opportunity to learn to work, and I've worked on several nonprofit boards, United Way boards and such, and committees. But to work in the public eye, to have a group of people that are dedicated to making the city of Decatur a better place, and then it came down to setting priorities and being able to work with people in priorities. You know, one of the things that I did I'm most proud of on the city councils, we had a health care plan for our employees that was outrageously expensive. And I made it a mission of mine to get that health care plan put out for bid and in a open setting, fair to all comers. Kicking and screaming, I drug the administration through that process. And in the end, we saved our city taxpayers over a million, $1.2 million in the first couple of years. So that was one way for me to help and give back. And I think it sets a kind of a tone, that I don't just go along with whatever, the city manager is going to tell me. And I was able to persuade enough of my fellow council members that we needed to do it. Eastern Illinois University. I've been a trustee for a little over 3 years now. When I went down there, things were in pretty bad shape, really. I thought for sure that Governor Rauner had sent me down there to turn the lights out. I mean, they had gone through all of their cash reserves. They were looking at not being able to make summer payroll and in the next summer. And enrollment had declined significantly, like 3,000 students. And able to work with the other board members and, of course, with President Glassman, and we were able to come together and come up with a solution that we felt would save Eastern Illinois University. It wasn't easy, but we cut $40 million out of our budget in 2 years. We have completely revamped the university. We've revitalized all of our offerings. We now have, I'm sure you have noticed, that we've had a considerable uptake in our freshman class this fall, to a 25% increase, almost 25% increase. I think those two experiences have given me a good broad foundation to take to Springfield to build coalitions and to help solve this economic disaster that seems to engulf us.
So what would be your top issues should you become elected?
The very first issue is nonpartisan, and I say that because I'm looking forward to Springfield next January. There are going to be 25 brand new state representatives come to Springfield to be sworn in January. I'd like to, and I've already kind of started on this project, but I think that if we can get that group together, a freshman class together, and we can agree as a group that we're not going to spend any more money than we take in. None of this phony budget, none of this selling the Thompson Building for $300 million a year last year, this year, who knows next year, to try to have a balanced budget that's not balanced, and they pretend that it's a balanced budget.
A key issue in the race for governor, at least, has been this idea of a progressive or graduated income tax. Mm-hmm. This has been proposed by Democrat J.B. Pritzker, opposed by his Republican opponent, Bruce Rauner, you know, essentially moving the state of Illinois away from a flat income tax level to a graduated progressive. The rates are different depending on what your income is. What do you think of this idea?
I think it's a terrible idea. I mean, that's the short answer. This scheme, this changing the tax scheme, was proposed a couple of years ago in the House. It was scored. And at that time, the parameters that were presented showed that we would lose about 70,000 jobs. People would leave. It makes us even less competitive. Let's just start with this progressive tax, and it's always, you know, sounds good. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. You can't tax your way into prosperity. There is never in the history of the world a government has taxed itself into prosperity. The first component is we have to get our spending under control. They always start out, oh, we're only going to tax these people up here. If you only make, you know, it's only going to increase your taxes if you make over 65 or 75,000. What happens is that the people that are making $75,000, $100,000, $150,000, they either figure out how not to make that or they leave. And then the government goes, oh, well, wait a minute, we're not getting the money we want. Let's drop that down to $35,000. And a year or two later, oh, we're not getting the revenue we need. Let's drop that down to $25,000. And the next thing you know, everybody in the state of Illinois is going to be paying more in income taxes than they are today.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Dan Calkins, a Republican candidate for state and representative in the 101st House District. The district includes parts of McLean County, communities like Hayworth, Leroy, Downs, Arrowsmith, and Saybrook. The bulk of the population of that district, though, is in Macon County. He'll face Democrat Jen McMillan in November. Dan, let's stick with taxation. You've said that we need to make government bodies less dependent on property taxes. How do you do that while still making sure that schools, cities, libraries, those that rely so heavily on property taxes are still adequately funded?
You make them more efficient, first of all. You give them an opportunity. You give them the ability to become more efficient. You take out layers of administration. You combine you're able to combine the regional districts, the superintendent's offices. Do you need a superintendent of schools over a high school and a grade school and a middle school? And now you have a superintendent of school. You have principals in all those buildings and a superintendent and a secretary and maybe another staff person over those three buildings. We need to look at ways to economize. You know, all is good when money is plentiful and you can spend money because there's more than you can, you know, than you need. But now in Illinois, we are in a situation where we have to find ways to economize. We have to do more, be more efficient with less money. And I think and I said this years ago when I ran for city council, you bring this back. The only way to shrink government is to starve it. If you give a government body less money, they'll figure it out.
So the starve the beast sort of philosophy.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you know, they get a reload every year, more money every year, and so they just, you know, a government body will go along and not have to worry about becoming efficient. I think that if you give that incentive and go, look, this is all you're getting. This is it. Figure it out.
So you kind of went through this with Eastern Illinois University.
Indeed.
You've been a trustee for almost 3 years there.
Right.
They sort of lived through a starve the beast moment where they got dramatically less money and dealt with it. I mean, is that a good experience
that's
for them?
It. Absolutely it is. And now with our increased – what that's done – it's enthused our administration, it's enthused our faculty, it's enthused our students, and it's enthused the community to work hard – to come together and to promote that school, to be responsive to our faculty, to be responsive to the students, and for our administration to be responsive to incoming students, which now has driven up our enrollment, Well, as enrollment grows, guess what happens? Our income grows. And as our income grows, we can now afford to do things that we couldn't before. So it's earn the money. Don't just keep throwing money after money after money. Let's get lean. Let's get down to where we can work and be very efficient and grow our economy from there.
You're going to be on the ballot here in November alongside Governor Bruce Rauner. So what did you think of his first term in office?
I supported Governor Rauner 4 years ago when he first ran. I thought that he was the best candidate, and he pulled out a victory. I have agreed with him on several things, and I've disagreed with him on some issues. And when I've agreed with him, I've helped promote those issues. And when I've disagreed with him, HB 40 being one of them.
That's the abortion measure?
Right. I've spoken to him directly about it, and I've made it very clear that we disagree. And that's the role of a legislature. I mean, if I'm fortunate enough to get to Springfield, we're going to have a governor. Now, I would prefer it to be Governor Rauner reelected. But I'll work with the governor when we agree on issues, when there's things that we can do that'll make Illinois better, that'll benefit the people of the 101st. I'll work with that governor. And when there are issues that come up that I disagree with him about, I will oppose that governor. And that's just the long and short of it.
Well, if he were to become reelected and you and he are in Springfield together, how would you want to see him change his approach in his second term to be more effective?
Well, I think you've heard that in his press conference in Springfield. I think he's learned a lot in 4 years. I know my 4 years on the city council, I learned a lot. I was a little strong-headed when I first got elected, and I had to learn to work with the other people on the council and the mayor and city manager. I think Governor Rauner has learned a lesson. He's proclaimed that. He's done a lot of good things. I mean, he's worked in the criminal justice system, reforms. He's done things that he hasn't gotten credit for, I think because the media has been so negative.
If Governor Rauner were to lose the election to presumably Democrat to J.B. Pritzker, what steps would you take to still be a productive member of the General Assembly, even if you, the Republicans did not hold the governor's office?
Well, I think that's going to be a challenge, but it's a challenge now. I mean, the Republicans are in the supermajority in the Senate, and they're in a minority in the House, and I'm not sure that we're going to flip the House. We have to flip 9 seats, and even though we flipped 5 seats 2 years ago, I don't anticipate 9 seats changing hands in November. But it will require a steady, I think, reasoned adult conversations to be had amongst my constituents, in Springfield, the whole group. You know, they do work on things, and there are bipartisan efforts in spite of what you want to hear or read. And I think there are opportunities. I hope so. I believe that this to be the case, that there are going to be opportunities where both sides can come together and have a reasonable discussion and work on solutions that are best for Illinois. We need to find a way to quit spending money we don't have. We need to find a way to attract businesses and keep people and bring people back to Illinois in order to grow our economy, in order to grow this state, to get it back to where it was. And the thing that I I'm kind of curious about, really, if you want money for social programs, that money has to come from somewhere. And we have taxed our citizens to the max already. So how do you get more money in Illinois? How do you collect more money in state government? You grow the economy. We need to look at Indiana and Wisconsin and Iowa and Missouri and Kentucky. How have they done it? What have they done? Let's emulate some of the things that our sister states have done all around us, and their economies are doing very, very well. And let's adopt some of those things and bring them back to Illinois. And let's grow our economy. Let's make this place prosperous again.
That's Dan Calkins, who will face Democrat Jen McMillan on November 6th in the 101st House District. You'll hear an interview with McMillan on Monday on Sound Ideas.